Of course, there I was online watching it. I was telling myself, don't give her any airtime on Saturday. But I
and
just
what do you
did.
Do? Yes.
And what do I do?
Well, you're just filling time anyway. So
I'm just cashing in.
Yes.
I'm cashing in on someone who might still be hating her.
I hate her.
The woman we love to hate. Mm-hmm. But what if? What if she was innocent?
No chance.
Here's what I thought. This was my...
She was innocent, Sean.
She was proven
technically
innocent.
Technically.
No, she was acquitted. She was not proved innocent.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
She wasn't proved guilty. There's a big difference.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But here was my first thought when it first happened, was that she was in a major drug deal, so they stole her daughter because she owed him money.
Ooh.
I mean, that's what I thought. I mean, I don't know if I had that in a dream or what. I still think, and that's why
theory.
She was saying all this crap and all this and driving everybody around. I don't know.
And then she has to attack her own dad about, you know, how he molested her.
That's another story. That's we'll find disgusting. Out something.
Wow.
I know. Okay, on to other things. I'm not giving her no airtime. Casey Anthony, you're
bye-bye.
Not getting any airtime.
Later
your
on.
Stupid video diary. Okay, well, we better take a break right here, Sean, okay. Because I want to talk about this Online Privacy Act, SOPA. You heard about it, JP?
Terrible thing.
Terrible. We got to talk about that when we come back right here on Broadview.
The Buzz.
The best part of running my small business? Definitely spending hours on payroll.
I like being my own boss, but I love learning about tax codes.
I started this whole restaurant as an excuse to do payroll paperwork.
Ah, the joys of payroll. Hours spent on paperwork that should be spent on your business. That's why over 1 million small business owners use Intuit Payroll. It makes paying employees and filing tax forms quick and easy. See for yourself with a 30-day free trial of Intuit Payroll. Learn more at payroll.com.
Having financial needs? Now is the time for year-end planning. Cartledge Cartledge & Company started in 1958. They have been and still are the firm you can trust and rely on. They provide a wide variety of accounting, tax, financial management, and investment services tailor-made to meet your individual needs. Their job is to make your job easier so you can focus on what is important to you. They are the one stop for all your financial needs. Call Cartledge Cartledge at 826-3496. That's 826-3496 to see what they can do for you.
Welcome back to Broadview on 1270 The Buzz, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
And welcome back. We are now in 2012 and maybe just beginning to wake up. I want America to wake up on this one. I just want to read this to you. Stop Online Privacy Act, also known as SOPA. It's also known as, write this down, H.R. 3261. Now, this is a bill that was introduced in the United States House of Representatives on October 26, 2011, by Representative Lamar Smith, who is a Republican from Texas and claims to be a bipartisan group of 12 initial co-sponsors. The bill expands the ability of the U.S. law enforcement and copyright holders to fight online trafficking in copyrighted intellectual property and counterfeit goods. Now, this all sounds good when you start reading it. Mm. It sounds like they're trying to protect us from identity theft.
It's not good at all.
It is not good. It is now before the House of Judiciary Committee. It builds on the similar Pro-IP Act of 2008. Look that up. And the corresponding Senate bill, the Protect IP Act. Look it up. The originality and proposed bill would allow the U.S. Department of Justice, as well as copyright holders, to seek court orders against websites accused of enabling or facilitating copyright infringements, which would mean, in a layman's term, that when you go to my website, LadyJStream.com, mm-hmm. you could no longer right-click and save anything. No text, no pictures. Now, there are ways to fix that. I mean, we can protect ourselves. I can put a way where you can't right-click on things on my website. And this is the way to stop this. But they are gaining control of us with this bill. Depending on who requests the court order, the action could include barring online advertising networks, payment facilitators like PayPal. Mm-hmm. Well, we're all making some money, and that's where our accounts go, PayPal, from doing business with infringing websites, barring search engines from linking to the sites, and websites requiring internet service providers to block access to such sites. You'll be blocked. Not only will you not be able to pay for them, you will be blocked. The bill would make unauthorized streaming of copyrighted content a crime, with a maximum penalty of 5 years in prison for 10 pieces of music or movies within 6 months. Unbelievable. What's going to happen to Netflix? The bill also gives immunity to internet services that voluntarily take action against websites dedicated to infringements while making liable for damages any copyright holder who knowingly misrepresents that a website is dedicated to infringement.
Okay, here's where the problem
Decipher that for us, JP.
They are going to be able to prior restrict you from publishing. In other words, if you mentioned your own website. Mm-hmm. If somebody says to your IP provider that Jay has got a picture on there that belongs to me, they will take your website down before it even goes to court. And that's what everybody's objecting to. The movie industry has been pushing this because the movie industry and the music industry think they're being ripped off all the time. Mm-hmm. So their solution is to push this draconian law down our throats that's going to ruin the entire internet
that's
been a boon to everybody for the last 10 years.
I mean, there are always problems, but we love it. Every information, anything you want to know, everything is out there at our fingertips. That's what we love.
But these Hollywood people have a lot of money to throw around, and they're buying these politicians on both sides of the aisle. As you said, it's a mm-hmm. bipartisan law.
But this isn't just going to be movies and music.
No, it's
this
anything.
Is going to affect everything.
Everything.
I go online to get my information from newspapers and other sources. I won't be able to do that.
You will, but if somebody says you haven't done it correctly, mm-hmm. they will take your website down without even a second's hesitation, because you just read the part where the IP provider said
yeah.
they're immune if mm-hmm. they act immediately to take your website down.
Right.
So that you'll see websites disappearing off the internet.
So guilty.
All it takes is one nut job complaining that you've stolen a picture from them, and boom, your website's gone.
Now, proponents of the bill say it protects the intellectual property market and correspondent industry, jobs and revenue necessary to bolster enforcement of copyright laws, especially against foreign websites. Now, they cite examples such as Google's $500 million settlement with the Department of Justice for its role in a scheme to target U.S. consumers with ads to buy illegal prescription drugs from Canadian pharmacies. If we want to, we want to. Leave it alone. Opponents say that it infringes on the First Amendment rights. Hear, hear. It's internet censorship. It is to the max. It's going to cripple the internet. It's going to threaten whistleblowing and other free speeches.
It's not good. It's a terrible law. Part of the problem is that Hollywood has so much money to throw at politicians, yeah. and the other half of the problem is the politicians are so stupid. None of those people even use the internet, and they don't even know what they're talking about. In fact, I can't remember which one it was, but one of these, maybe it was Lamar Hunt there. What'd you say his name was?
Lamar Smith.
He was giving a news conference and he admitted, I don't know how any of this stuff works.
Right.
So what
he's
are you
listening?
What are you writing a law right. for it for?
That's
then?
Right. The House Judiciary Committee held hearings on SOPA on November 16th and again on December 15th. We're getting close, people. The committee is scheduled to continue debate when Congress returns from its winter recess. That means, in layman's term, it's going to be over if we don't do something about it before they do that.
When does Congress return?
When do they return? When do they come back from their winter recess? I mean, Obama doesn't care. He's passing
right.
laws anyway, but we'll talk about that later.
But there's something interesting. The Google and some of the big sites like Facebook and Google are mm-hmm. threatening a rolling blackout to protest this law.
Yeah, and that's going to happen.
That's how serious they are about fighting it.
Is that on the 23rd?
Yeah.
They're going to do
something
that?
Like
January
that.
23rd or something? They're going to do
thank you. And you'll go to Google and all you'll see maybe, we don't know for sure, but there'll be a black screen that
they'll
says,
say, this is what's going to look
Google
like.
Google is gone for the next half hour in protest of Act H.R. 1316.
Yeah, you won't be able to save a picture or text or anything. You'll have to pay for almost all sites for information, and there'll be some stiff fines if you don't. It means the government can shut it down at any time. Starts out like in sounding like government laws are protecting us from each other and identity theft, but it is their way of controlling us and their way and right to punish us. We need to learn to protect ourselves. Oh, this is just crazy. We've got to do something about this. The bill also establishes a two-step process for intellectual property rights holders to seek relief if they've been harmed by a site dedicated to infringements. The right holder must first notify in writing related payment facilitators and ad networks of the identity of the website They turn it in, then they must forward that notification and suspend services to that identified website. Unless the site provides a counter notification explaining how it did not violate. But you're gonna have to wait to do that until you get
right.
to court.
Meanwhile, your website is gone while you're fighting it.
Yeah.
That would kill me. That would just infuriate.
The bill provides immunity from liability to the ad and payment networks that comply with this act or take voluntary action to cut ties to such sites. Any copyright holder who knowingly misrepresents that website is dedicated to infringement would be liable for damages. The second section increases the penalties for streaming video and for selling counterfeit drugs.
Oh my goodness.
Military material or military materials. Did you hear me? Military materials or consumer goods. The bill would increase the penalty for unauthorized streaming. Please get a hold of someone. The co-sponsor of this is Bob Goodlatte. He's the Republican representative from Virginia. Please, SOPA, go on and find out about it. Well, we've got to get to your moment of common sense.
Okay.
If we're going to do it, are you ready?
You think there's time?
You better step it up, buddy. Here's JP with his moment of common sense.
Yesterday, someone named Mike from Hawaii sent a comment to my website which said, in its entirety, you are kind of a jerk. Don't be so close-minded to others' ideas. I feel sorry for you. Normally, I love negative comments, but this one bugged me. In three short, uninspiring sentences, this man seemed to coagulate all that is wrong with the universe. And as I look at the people running this country right now, I seriously wonder whether the human species is deteriorating. The notion that Harry Reid, John Boehner, Barack Obama, and the current crop of nincompoops running for the Republican presidential nomination are the best we can do is frightening. Not one of them is bright enough to light up a sixth-grade remedial reading class, and not one of them has had a new idea since they were potty-trained. It's like aliens from another planet have a large processing center in Washington, D.C., where the leaders of the nation line up to have their brains sucked out. Mike from Hawaii's comment to my website demonstrates three characteristics of a poorly functioning mind. One, he thinks it matters that someone I don't know considers me a jerk. Two, he conflates compromise with virtue. And three, he expresses pity for me because, well, apparently because I don't agree with him about something, although he never got around to mentioning what. Anybody who thinks I'm overly pessimistic about humanity, here's some bad news. Human brain size has been shrinking for the last 20,000 years. That's right, for 20,000 years. The Cro-Magnon era was apparently the pinnacle of our mental power. And in another 20,000 years, we'll have brains the size of Homo erectus. We'll be a new species at that point, which they'll probably name Homo Anthony Weiner. This little shrinking brain secret has been percolating through the paleontologist community, but they aren't broadcasting it to the rest of us. Either they don't want us to worry, or they're afraid our brains are so small they'll explode if we learn the truth. Brains aren't just shrinking in the modern, high-tech, fiber-optic-connected video game world. They're shrinking everywhere, on every continent, in every race, and every culture. It's like those aforementioned space aliens have a satellite orbiting Earth that sucks brains from a distance, reserving the primary brain-sucker machinery in Washington for special cases like Joe Biden. 20,000-year time spans are difficult to relate to our personal lives, but we can see the problem manifesting itself over much shorter time spans. Test scores for high school students have been plummeting for decades. When I graduated 30 years ago, the average SAT reading score was 525. Now it's officially about 495, but actually worse than that because test makers keep dummying down the test to hide the decline. They call that recentering the median. They felt compelled to recenter the SAT test for the first time in 1995, when reading scores were all the way down to 428. An eighth grade final exam from 1895 recently circulated via email around the internet, and the questions were so far beyond what current eighth graders are capable of answering, people were stunned. Here are four typical questions from the 45 on the test. From the arithmetic section, what is the cost of 40 boards 12 inches wide and 16 feet long at $20 per meter? From the U.S. history section, name events connected with the following dates, 1607, 1620, 1800, 1849, and 1865. From the orthography section, What are the following? And give examples of each. Trigraph, subvocals, diphthong, cognate letters, and linguals. From the geography section, name and locate the principal trade centers of the U.S., then name all the republics of Europe and give the capital of each. Scary, isn't it?
Huh?
The next time you see some college kid puzzling out the words on a Fruit Loop box at Walmart, you'll understand what the problem is and why he plans to vote for the re-election of Barack Obama this fall. That's today's dose of common sense.
Whoa, Homo erectus? Is that a manly limp? Not sure about that one. Whoa, heavy hitter today, JP. Check out JP's moment of common sense at jpattitude.com. We'll be back with another hour of Broadview following the news with our guest Adele Tribble. Stay with us. You're on KBZZ Sparks Reno, an Americom broadcasting station.
CBS News. I'm Sam Litzinger. It's almost back-to-back debates for the remaining GOP presidential contenders. They have one tonight, and then they have another one tomorrow morning. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato says the candidates are concentrating, for the moment anyway, on New Hampshire.
Don't get too confident with those poll numbers,
Mitt Romney told a rally crowd today. Aware of New Hampshire's penchant for knocking frontrunners down to size, he's telling supporters they need to cast their votes to make the predictions come true. Ron Paul, who remains a steady second, believes he can close the gap.
Some people wait till the day of the election. Oh, I wonder who I'm going to vote for. There's a lot of room for change.
Polls show at least 16% of GOP voters here remain undecided. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
Rick Santorum is hoping his strong showing in Iowa will give him a boost in New Hampshire.
Americans don't want someone to manage Washington. They want someone to fundamentally change Washington and create a vision of where America is going.
Newt Gingrich is trying to draw a sharp contrast between himself and Mitt Romney.
I do think there's an enormous gap between somebody who is a bold Reagan conservative and somebody who is a timid Massachusetts moderate. I think it's big.
The candidate who may have the most to lose, or to win, for that matter, in New Hampshire, John Huntsman. He's bet heavily on a win Tuesday. The United States is speaking out about a human rights activist in Bahrain who was reported badly beaten by security forces. Here's reporter Tula Vlahu.
By calling on officials in Bahrain to investigate allegations that security forces beat the rights activist during clashes Friday, the United States continues to take a cautious approach with its critical ally, whose crackdown on the 10-month-old uprising has failed to stop protests calling for reforms. While the U.S. continues to voice concern about alleged rights abuses in Bahrain, it has avoided applying too much public pressure on the Persian Gulf Kingdom that hosts the USS Fifth Fleet. To the Vlahu, CBS News.
A Texas teenager is back home after being deported to Colombia. 15-year-old Jacadrian Turner had run away from home and given authorities a fake name, which led to her deportation. Family attorney Ray Jackson.
We are planning to get some rest, planning to do what we can to make sure that she's able to get back to living a normal life.
The family is still trying to figure out exactly what happened here. Authorities in Kenya say they thwarted a planned attack by a Somali militant group linked to Al-Qaeda. The Kenyan military spokesman says there was credible intelligence that Al-Shabaab was planning an attack over the holidays. The offensive coordinator for the New England Patriots says he feels he's the right guy to succeed legendary coach Joe Paterno. Bill O'Brien was introduced today as Penn State's first new head football coach in almost half a century. He takes the helm amid criminal and NCAA investigations into child sex abuse allegations against retired Penn State assistant coach Jerry Sandusky. This is CBS News.
Calling people using